into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by former NFL quarterback Jim Miller, now with Sirius XM NFL Radio, doing the training camp tour around the league. Jim, amazing that the NFL just gets bigger and bigger and better and more exciting. It's a wild thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, one, great to be with you. Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think the reason why it's so exciting, especially going into the 2013 season, this is a great X's and O's year. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially here in Philadelphia, everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with the offense of Chip Kelly. Can they honestly attack every blade of grass out there on the field? And I think from that standpoint, it's pretty intriguing. So you've got spread offenses, spread option offenses. You've got high up-tempo offenses. Teams are trying to learn how to defend, and probably more quarterbacks that can make moves with their legs or plays with their legs than ever before in the NFL.
What is an NFL offense like from the days of which wasn't that good to now? I mean, from your perspective.
Well, I mean, there are the more traditional style offenses. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But I think because the rules of the game are going to dictate what you can do. I mean, people think that all these wide receiver screens are something new to the game and bubble screens. Go back to the Steelers in the 70s. They were doing this stuff. So it is cyclical, but now the rules have geared it to where teams can take advantage of it more and more. And so I see teams that are taking advantage of it, and that's probably why Philadelphia is so intriguing.
Your reaction back in the winter when Jeffrey Lurie announced that Chip Kelly would be the head coach. Great success at Oregon, but still one of those college to the NFL coaches. Did you think it was going to be a big gimmick here?
No, I didn't think it'd be a gimmick. I think when you look at Chip Kelly, he's a solid football guy. There's no doubt about that. He knows the principles of the game at the end of the day. And, you know, he's even made the statement that football is football. But I do think you're seeing more analytics being brought into football, meaning tendencies, study sheets, statistics, things like that, of what you can take advantage of both offensively and defensively. And I think Chip definitely is knowledgeable about that, and he takes advantage of it and why he structures some things differently than other teams around the league.
What kind of expectations do you have for the scheme?
I think they're going to be a very explosive offense. I do think the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to score a lot of points, and here's why. When you look at spread offenses in the past, I mean, typically, like we ran this offense, believe it or not, in Chicago back in the early 2000s. Bubble screens, all those type of things. 20-20 wasn't a problem. Scoring was the issue. Mm-hmm. And roster moves were the issue. Let's say if we went into a game with five wide receivers, well, the opening kickoff, one of our receivers got hurt. Now you're throwing a tight end out there. And I think Chip Kelly has already taken all these things into account. So I think they'll be able to score a lot. From my standpoint about the Eagles, how are they going to be able to adjust defensively? Is it, you know, if they're going to go to a two-gap scheme, which is a true 3-4, you know, can they get by with all the multiple formations that they're going to do defensively? Because there's going to be a lot of different packages. So I think Chip is going to try to protect the defense, score a lot of points, now use that speed defensively to make the stops that are necessary.
You know Bill Davis. You know a little bit about his history. From before we get into the offense heavily here, you'd say a lot of formations, a lot of multiple schemes. What does that mean to the fan?
Well, packages. Everything is packages now in the NFL. What I mean by that, are there going to be three safety looks? You know, because you look, you have Patrick Chung, Nate Allen back there. I mean, who's to say that the other Coleman gets in there? They could have some three safety looks. What are they going to do in terms of their NASCAR package? We know it's a 3-4 defense, but maybe they throw some extra linebackers out there, and some could be lining up on the defensive line. So I think you're going to see more aggressive blitzing packages because, again, if they're protected by their offense, which scores a lot of points, they're probably going to have to do a lot more coverage things and put pressure in different areas. So I just think I see the defense here being very multiple, a lot of packages being introduced, and it's really, you know, to keep an offense off balance. Because now think about what an offense has to do. They have to prepare for all those packages, and that's just the modern-day NFL.
Michael Vick, the starting quarterback here, Jim, and you've played when Michael Vick came into the league, and we followed him for all these years. Can you teach a veteran quarterback a new way to play?
I think for Michael, he's going to excel in this offense because it's finally the first offense that's going to take advantage of his skills. The best year that I thought that Michael Vick played was under Dan Reeves. A long time ago is when he took Atlanta to the championship game up there, I believe it was against Denver, or no, excuse me, Green Bay that year. And I think Chip Kelly, again, knows how to take advantage of his skill sets. I mean, Michael Vick was third on the team last year in rushing. Now, if things break down and things aren't perfect in terms of pass protection, Michael Vick can take off and make plays with his legs. And, yes, I do think he'll be smarter about getting down, running out of bounds, not taking the big hits. And even my discussions with Michael Vick today, he's taking better care of his body. And what I mean by that, when it had his blood drawn, hey, where am I low in areas of deficiencies in terms of nutrients? He upped his B12, upped his calcium, increased his bone density, things like that. And players nowadays, in terms of analytics, they think about these things, and I think that'll help Michael Vick as well.
I don't want to say you're an old school guy, but you played a couple of years ago, and that era didn't consider analytics and didn't consider the data. You're buying into all this stuff, don't
you? Absolutely. I just know towards the end of my career, because I have a big injury history. I've had 15 surgeries, and that was probably my biggest detriment. I couldn't stay healthy enough to make it through a season. And so I did those things towards the end of my career, had my blood drawn, had low zinc, I had low iron, had other things that I needed to correct in my body to give me the best opportunity to stay on the field. And I think Michael's aware of that. Most players, when they get older, are aware of those type of things to try and prolong their career.
Jim, when you watch the Eagles this year, what are you going to be looking for? What kind of expectations do you have?
I'm like everybody else. I just want to see it all come together. I think early they're going to surprise a lot of teams. Hey, how do we defend these guys? You know, how do we attack them? Then as the season goes on, defenses are going to start to prepare a little bit better. But I do think the Eagles have the ability to wear their opponents down, because it's far different when you're playing a spread. Everybody thinks a high-tempo offense, and they think it's going to be a two-minute drill the whole game. It's not. It'll be somewhere in between. But the problem is defenders get worn out. I just know, again, in my experiences in this offense with Gary Croton, the first two quarters, the pass rush was there. But because we ran the bubble screens, did the quick hitting plays, those defenders, those D linemen, have to track that down. They have to run all the way to the sideline. Then by the middle of the third quarter, there was no pass rush. Mm-hmm. And I can't move anyway, so I was just back there all day long, just chucking it, and had all day long to throw the football. And I think Philadelphia have the ability to do that.
Can you tell Michael to slide, please?
Michael, please slide. They need you healthy here in Philadelphia.
Jim Miller in studio here. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.